I'm sick and tired of always feeling sick and tired, and I don't want to take a lot of prescription drugs to feel better. Isn't there a better way?
Millennium Healthcare offers natural solutions to your health problems. Millennium Healthcare is qualified healthcare professionals working with you to restore your health and wellness. Whether it's a caring physician, one of our natural providers, or our natural apothecary, Millennium Healthcare can help. For more information, call Millennium Healthcare at 770-390-0012. That's 770-390-0012.
Dr. Susan Kolb with Temple of Health Radio Show, and today we're pleased to have back Dr. James Oshman with his book, Energy Medicine and Therapeutics in Human Performance. We had interviewed Dr. Oshman earlier on our show a few months ago on his book, Energy Medicine, The Scientific Basis, and this is a book that came out a few years later that expanded his inquiry into this field. And Dr. Oshman really is one of the few scientists that has tackled the problem of giving a scientific basis to the energy therapies and biophysics theory of energy medicine. Welcome, Dr. Oshman.
Well, thank you. Nice to be back.
Yes. So I really enjoyed your book. I learned a lot more about that. Well, actually, you synthesize everything. You know, we've interviewed Dr. Valerie Hunt. We've interviewed a lot of the other people that you mentioned in your book, the researchers that pioneered this science of how we get things like consciousness, cellular memory, the thing that you start out at the beginning of your book, which is how you can explain in biological systems the speed at which some of our protective mechanisms occur. Would you like to introduce that concept and that question that started you on this quest?
The matter of speed has become very interesting. It was really what got me started was to write the book, was realizing that elite athletes are able to do things that just can't be explainable by the operation of the nervous system. The nervous system is a remarkable system, and yet people are able to do things that are extremely fast, and I was really prepared for this question because of my relationship with Albert St. Gyorgy from many years ago, who said that life is too rapid and subtle to be explained by slow-moving chemical reactions and nerve impulses. And that insight he had, it actually came about from watching his cat. It's an interesting story. His cat came along on a camping trip to Cornwall, England, and he woke up one morning and he saw the cat go out into the grass outside of the tent, and the cat saw a snake and it jumped straight up in the air.
Mm-hmm.
And we've all seen cats do that. It's an amazing thing to see. They just, you know, I've wanted to do that myself sometimes to escape a situation that was uncomfortable. But he thought about that for a long time, and he realized that something in the world of quantum physics must have happened. You just could not explain the rapidity of the reaction on the basis of nerve impulses conveying the image from the retina of the cat through the optic nerve to the brain, the information processing, the recognition that this represents danger, nerve impulses going down the muscles, down the spinal column to the muscles and activating the muscles, and then the cat jumps up in the air. It just was too fast for that.
Mm-hmm.
And so that gave us an idea that there might be a system in the body, and he viewed it as an electronic system, that can run faster than the nervous system. And a lot of things began to make sense when you recognize that there is another system that is very fast. It actually, scientists have shown that it takes a quarter to half a second for us to see what's in front of us.
Right.
And what happens in that interval? And every now and then we have a glimpse of a remarkable phenomenon or a life-saving reaction
mm-hmm.
that is just too quick to be explained by the nervous system processing an image and warning you and causing you to avert catastrophe or whatever. So that whole system, and Valerie Hunt actually did some remarkable research on that subject, working with dancers who were able to move without activating their muscles by the normal neuromuscular system. And that book that she wrote describing that has been a remarkable source of insight into the process, and also the work of Emily Conrad, who worked with Valerie Hunt. Emily Conrad has a movement procedure in which she uses sound and breath
mm-hmm.
to put you into a state where you begin to move spontaneously. And it's not controlled by your thoughts. It's another kind of movement. So this led me to look for alternative ways of activating muscles, and it turns out there is a good deal of scientific theory and research on other ways to cause muscles to move besides the normal neuromuscular system that we learn about when we study physiology. It doesn't say that conventional system is wrong. It just says that there's another parallel system that is able to move, get us to move much more quickly than the nervous system. And the most exciting thing recently that has come up about this system, I refer to it as the living matrix. It's a
mm-hmm.
it's a structural system in the body that goes everywhere. It includes the connective tissue. It includes the cytoskeletons, the structures within cells and within nuclei. It even includes the genetic material. It's all of the fabric of the body,
mm-hmm.
and it goes everywhere. And the exciting insight recently came about because I've been to a lot of anti-aging conferences
mm-hmm.
and had a lot of discussions about the aging process and what causes aging. And the dominant theory of aging is that aging results from the accumulation of free radical damage to cells and tissues.
Mm-hmm.
And this makes a lot of sense because every time you breathe and every time you eat something and every time you have an injury, even a minor one, free radicals are produced, and the body has a variety of systems to get rid of those free radicals, hopefully as quickly as they're formed.
Mm-hmm.
And these are called antioxidant defense systems. And the realization, the light bulb that went off recently, was that the matrix can deliver electrons anywhere that free radicals are produced, whether
right.
by normal metabolism or by injury,
mm-hmm.
and can therefore serve as a physical electronic antioxidant defense system. And we need to maintain that system in a high degree of high degree of order and function. It'll keep us younger. It'll keep us, we'll be able to live longer.
True. I wanted to comment on what you were saying earlier. It seems to me that those great feats of strength, like when a mother moves a car off her infant, or other similar instances of strength when the Qigong master holds out his hand and is able to generate an electromagnetic field that blocks his opponent from coming toward him. These are all things that might use the system that you're talking about, whereas conscious motion, you know, getting up, going, you know, getting a cup of coffee, putting your hand out, putting something back in the refrigerator, the things that proceed from thought to motion are probably the other system. But one thing that I recognized in myself, I feel my energy field since I did a lot of work on that, mainly meditating 5 to 7 hours a day for several months. But essentially, when a bee now or a wasp comes near my field, I will react. The field itself will react, like with a spike, and then the wasp will go away. So even though I don't jerk a lot, I may jerk just a little bit, but I feel the field itself hitting the wasp and then the wasp going away. And I think that that is connected to what you're talking about. That is part of, you know, you would either move away from the wasp very quickly before you even knew the wasp was there, or you would have your energy field, something communicated through the energy field hit the wasp so that it would go away.
Well, you see this if you watch the martial arts masters doing the amazing things that they can do. And I really think that science should study these the martial arts, because there's some real important insights to be gained about normal human functioning and our capabilities. And the martial arts master, Qigong masters and so on, will react to a person who's attacking them, kind of like the wasp reacts to you.
Mm-hmm.
There's something remarkable that happens. The master does not smell or hear or see the attack coming, but is somehow able to respond in
a millisecond.
in a very short time,
right.
There are two kinds of things, at least two kinds of energetic things that happen.
Mm-hmm.
One is that the attacker goes flying through the air without even being touched. And the other energetic thing that happens is he suddenly doesn't have the energy to do what he was planning to do, and like the wasp, just loses interest in
him. Right. Well, I just see it as something hits the wasp and he doesn't come any further into the field. And that's just protective for me. And sometimes I flinch a little bit, but a lot of times, I mean, I don't jerk away like I used to. I have much less movement. The field is doing the work. Something happened the other day I wanted to share with you to get your ideas on it. You know, we often think that there's a conscious component to whatever's happening, but what happened to me 2 weeks ago had no conscious component. I was sitting on the in the lounger chair watching Obama give a speech around midnight, and I all of a sudden my abdomen started to vibrate. I had my hand on my abdomen or lower abdomen, and my whole body started to vibrate, and I didn't know what was going on until I moved my hand away, and there was this energy coming out of my hand that I had never experienced before, even with other healers. And it was like an electromagnetic energy. It wasn't a discordant energy like you might use for, you know, to get somebody away from you. It was more of a healing energy. And it lasted about 10 minutes. I had no conscious control over it, and I had no clue why it was there. It just happened. And that then I maybe it was happening so I could read your book more intently. You know, you never know. But that experience was a whole different experience of what you were speaking of in your book in terms of these electromagnetic emanations. I've been a healer for a long time. I've been unable to wear a watch on my left hand because it'll always stop, and people can feel energy coming out of my hand during the healing, but nothing like this. You could have felt this across the room.
Well, yeah. We do. Those who work in the healing healing arts do evolve their energy system, and it changes from time to time, and sometimes it can be a sudden shift in which your system starts to do things that surprise
you. Before.
and that haven't happened before.
Yeah.
And to me, this is just so interesting. And the skeptic, of course, will say, "Oh, this is all nonsense." And you folks,
well, the skeptic could have seen it. My abdomen was vibrating. You could see the vibration. And I had no clue it was coming out of my hand until I moved my hand away. You know, I mean, it was just so there was no conscious intent there or anything. I mean, I was just relaxing.
Well, there is an aspect though of consciousness. I believe that we program our matrix.
Mm-hmm.
I distinguish between thoughtful action, where you think about doing something.
Mm-hmm.
And sort of spontaneous action, insight, or things that you ask your body to do.
Mm-hmm.
And then you wait and see if your body can do it. This is how athletes train. They've
mm-hmm.
discovered that a mental rehearsal is a very powerful way of preparing for an athletic event. You lie down, close your eyes, you don't move a muscle,
mm-hmm.
and you just envision what is going to happen
mm-hmm.
In your event, whatever it is. If it's boxing or basketball, they've discovered that mental practice of basketball is actually more effective than going out on the basketball court and shooting hoops.
Right.
It's fascinating. So
it is.
So the question becomes, what is practice, and what is it that enables athletes to do the remarkable, and dancers and
mm-hmm.
And therapists who have the desire to help the patient
mm-hmm.
who has a problem that has stumped everybody else.
Right.
And the motivation is to sort of solve the puzzle.
Well, that's what I'm doing. That's the intent of my life right now, is solving difficult disease.
And so when you think about this, when you
mm-hmm.
have a life plan that you can think about and that
yeah.
you really want to contribute in a certain way,
mm-hmm.
That programs, I believe, programs the matrix, and there will be steps along the way, and there will
mm-hmm.
be periods when nothing seems to happen, and then there will be sudden changes in your system where
mm-hmm.
you become more sensitive to the world around you than you were before.
Right.
Or you develop the ability to touch more deeply or to
mm-hmm.
Affect things that previously you just had no idea that you could affect.
Right.
So it's your path. This is your path. And
mm-hmm.
And be ready for quiescent periods and for sudden changes that are
sudden shifts.
Delicious when they happen.
It was just very interesting, and I think, you know, I'm coming out of being a surgeon for about 26 years, you know, and I know that I'm leaving that aspect of my life behind and going more into spiritual / energy medicine as an area of inquiry, specifically certain chronic diseases that have spiritual components, and cancer being one of these, and a disease called Morgellons being one of these. So those are the two I'm concentrating on right now.
Well, what a story, what a history you've had.
Well, I think that that surgery has allowed me to send my consciousness into tissues and learn things about the human body, because I'm right there. You know, I'm actually going into the body, not just with my consciousness, but actually physically going in as well.
Well, you know
what
it looks
like
in there. You've
right.
seen in there, and you know what it is you're dealing with.
Yeah, yeah. And there's a feeling to the tissues. You know, as you said in your book, the therapist that can tap into the cellular memory. If there's been a trauma, if there's been an area of, I guess, altered consciousness, and that is very healing when when that energy gets undisrupted. Usually surgery is not the main way to do that, but healing is.
Well, surgery is remarkable and has done some amazing things, and as you say, there are other methods, and it's fascinating that you've shifted gears to other realms of trying to help people. It's fascinating.
Yeah. One of the basic concepts that you address in your book is the holistic or the view via holism versus the reductionism. Would you like to comment on that just as an overall way of looking? There's two ways of looking at things, and so far our material science has reduced things down until there's really very little there that was similar to the life form you started with.
Well, you know, I started out that way. I was a reductionist scientist. I looked at in the electron microscope for 20 years. I looked
right.
at very, very, very,
very tiny
pieces of the human
life.
And animal cells and tissues.
Mm-hmm.
And it was fascinating, and it was quite an education. And at some point I realized that all the work we have done in science over the last hundreds of years of taking things apart and looking at the pieces and really studying the pieces very carefully, that is an incredible amount of information that's extremely valuable.
Mm-hmm.
And now we have the fun of putting it back together again.
Right.
Of putting the whole, trying to grasp the whole picture
mm-hmm.
of what's going on. And the living matrix is an example of a whole system that we know a very great deal about. We have taken the connective tissue apart. We've taken cells apart. We know the nature of the cytoskeleton, and that we've done a lot of chemistry and biochemistry and all the different molecules making up the matrix.
Mm-hmm.
And so when you step back and look at the whole system, you realize this is a whole system that we know an enormous amount about.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not, you know, it's not any kind of new age, nebulous concept. It's a very firmly grounded in science, vast amount of information, and putting it together to see how the whole thing works is just fascinating. I mean, the work that I am involved in is just so interesting. And energetics, looking at everything from the energetic perspective, looking at surgery from the energetic perspective,
mm-hmm.
all of it is tremendously exciting, and I have the joy of traveling around the world and meeting people who work with the matrix from many, many different perspectives, and they have great success, sometimes treating the same condition in a dozen different ways.
Mm-hmm.
And that this is telling us something about how the human body works. And I always knew that someday this following this path of inquiry would lead to some new insights. And actually, what I do now a lot is I give workshops on trauma, in which I don't mention the nervous system.
Mm-hmm.
And there's plenty of therapies that work on, like talk therapies and psychotherapy and so on, that work with the nervous system and trying to recall the trauma and so on. And I don't go there at all. I'm trying to answer the question, can you locate trauma and deal with trauma energetically without getting into the narrative of what happened? And that seems to be a direction that energy psychology is headed in.
Mm-hmm.
The techniques of energy psychology are amazing, and they really have phenomenal success. Some of my colleagues are working with veterans returning from Iraq who mm-hmm. have post-traumatic stress disorders and working with their families also mm-hmm. who are traumatized from all of the horrors that take place over there. This is brilliant work. This is so much needed, and they are using and refining very simple methods, thought field therapy and so on. There's dozens of different techniques. Some of them involve tapping
right.
on acupuncture points, and you have to ask, what could that do? Well, how could that possibly affect somebody's traumatic memory?
Mm-hmm.
And I believe the answer is a simple one. I think that the acupuncture meridian system is part of the matrix that the body references when it forms the conscious moment.
I just wanted to mention your website, www.energyresearch.us, with your schedule and your books and journals and a whole bunch of really great information, as well as wonderful graphics, as you know, something that our listeners should check out.
Well, I thank you for that, and I suggest you look at the graphic that I've put on the website, which I've attempted to show electrons moving around through the matrix.
It's wonderful. I'm looking at it right now.
And when you look at that, think of electrons carrying information,
right?
Such as our phone conversation right now is being
mm-hmm.
conveyed by electrons moving through wires.
Mm-hmm.
Think of energy. The light above my desk is powered by electrons moving mm-hmm. through wires. And think in terms of antioxidant defense, that
mm-hmm.
anywhere a free radical is produced, anywhere in that matrix, it should be rapidly neutralized by electrons if the matrix is open and communicating. And this is why we need body work and energetic therapies mm-hmm. and movement therapies that help us keep our matrix open and communicating so that it can function both as information carrying and energy conducting, and also preventing free radical damage that is thought to be a cause of aging, keep us young. And one of the most exciting things that I'm working on right now, and it's a real privilege to be part of this research program, is studying the effects of taking your shoes and socks off and walking barefoot on the earth.
Yes, very grounding.
When you do that, it turns out that the earth is a great source of energetic electrons
mm-hmm.
that are mobile. They enter your feet mm-hmm. through that point on the ball of your foot, which the acupuncturists call kidney one.
Mm-hmm.
And those electrons are distributed throughout the matrix to every point in your body where you need them.
Mm-hmm.
And if you wear shoes with plastic or rubber soles, you don't have that benefit of contact with the earth.
Right.
So and that's been a fascinating research topic, to study the changes that take place in the body, some almost instantly, when you touch the earth with your bare feet.
Mm-hmm.
It's fascinating.
You were mentioning before the new methods we have of releasing trauma from the body, and certainly in today's world there is much need for that, especially with all these wars going on. It's similar to what Nate does for allergies. It uses the same system, I think, where either the vibration of the allergen or tapping on the point while holding the vibration is the patient's able to release the allergic reaction. And that to me is amazing, that Nate works, versus traditional medicine where we have to inject dilutions of the allergen in, under the skin, which is inherently dangerous. If you're really allergic, you might have a a very severe reaction to that.
Well, we're learning about how the body really was designed to
mm-hmm.
take care of itself. And
right.
medicine needs to work with the body and just allow things to happen that are natural
mm-hmm.
and that we have brilliant built-in mechanisms. I mean, it's just so amazing that we can actually get up in the morning and feel pretty good.
Right.
That in itself is just a remarkable situation. And what the goal of all of this, I think, is to enable everyone to get up in the morning and feel connected to themselves and to the world and to
mm-hmm.
feel alive and to be able to carry out the things that they feel are what their purpose is in life. And we're all held back by our traumatic history. And
mm-hmm.
to the extent we can resolve our traumatic history, we are set free. And so this is getting a massage once a week is a great thing to do, and having
acupuncture once a week.
Work.
Yeah, I've done that for many years. Acupuncture, massage, body work. As a healer, I detect blockages within people's bodies. I'll run my hand over and I'll feel a different kind of a discordant energy in an area that's kind of rough, often in an area connected to organs that are diseased. Your picture here would explain what I'm feeling. What I'm feeling is areas of congestion of this system that you're describing. And it can be felt by body workers or other people who have the ability to sense electromagnetics with their hands.
And what I'm saying is it has to do with more than just your aches and pains and making you more flexible and enabling you to move in ways that you would like to move. It really has to do with your whole life. It's these little bumps or areas of congestion that you detect with your hands. When you can resolve those, you're really freeing the whole being.
It's
more than just feeling better.
Well, in your book, you describe chronic disease as a loss of systemic cooperation. Would you like to go into that a little further? Because chronic disease is what's driving up healthcare costs tremendously, because traditional medicine has limited means of dealing with chronic disease.
Well, the realization, and this is the hottest area of medical research right now worldwide, is that chronic inflammation
mm-hmm.
leads to chronic disease.
Right.
And really, there aren't, from a certain perspective, there aren't any diseases. There's just inflammation.
Right.
And the medicine, the purpose of medicine or of therapy in general, is to resolve chronic inflammation and thereby prevent disease. And this includes all the diseases of aging. I've looked at this literature. There are over 100,000 recent articles on connecting chronic inflammation with the various diseases from A to Z, from Alzheimer's and
arthritis.
Arthritis and psoriasis and cancer and so on. Cancer is the subject that's received
mm-hmm.
the most attention.
Right.
And one of the most widely cited papers in cancer research
mm-hmm.
is a paper from, I think, 1985, the title of which is Cancer, the Wound That Didn't Heal.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a recognition that we have bumps all the time. We run into things, and sometimes we have big accidents, and
mm-hmm.
our tissues are traumatized. And the healing process needs to complete, and if it doesn't, you're left with a pocket of inflammation that can persist for many years. And
mm-hmm.
it can gradually leak toxins into your body that raise havoc with certain organs a distance away. So
mm-hmm.
you may have a sore knee, but it may be caused by an inflammation somewhere else.
mm-hmm.
in your chest, for example.
Right.
And this kind of thing, the physician, the classically trained physician, would never be able to find these things. You could
right.
have all the CAT scans and MRIs and
they're all
blood
negative.
tests, and yet you or a massage therapist or a
mm-hmm.
Rolfer or an acupuncturist
right.
or polarity therapist or a Reiki practitioner or whatever,
mm-hmm.
you if you don't think about it, your hands go to those areas and
right.
do what needs to be done to resolve that old inflammation
mm-hmm.
and often diseases that are considered incurable are really dealt with very quickly and efficiently by
mm-hmm.
people who are good at touch.
Right.
And I love that when that happens.
Yeah, it's great, isn't it?
That's the future of medicine. Is
it is.
We're really expanding what can be treated. Those incurable or intractable diseases
mm-hmm.
We're finding ways of, and often it's just a small amount of energy applied to the right place does the job. It's remarkable to see.
Your book does a good, in your book you do a good job of explaining this, especially with acupuncture. How a small wound, sticking a needle in at a certain level and often twisting it, because that's important, as you point out in your book, creates changes in this field that you're describing. Would you like to let our listeners know a little bit about this is really the true scientific basis of acupuncture?
Yes, there's wonderful science being done on acupuncture. After many years in which Western biomedicine just thought that acupuncture probably was
magic.
A figment of our imagination.
Yeah, really.
But, for example, Helene Langevin in Vermont, at the Vermont Medical College, has found that when you twist the acupuncture needle, if you then pull it out and look at it in the microscope, you can see little pieces of collagen.
Mm-hmm.
wrapped around it. And what is happening is when you twist the needle, it's like reeling in a rope on a drum.
Mm-hmm.
It's pulling on the connective tissue, and that has very interesting consequences
mm-hmm.
because of the work of Donald Ingber at Harvard Medical School. His work is brilliant, and he's of course gotten a lot of criticism from the biochemists who can't believe that when you change the shape of a cell, you'll change its metabolism, you'll change its biochemistry,
mm-hmm.
but he has demonstrated that very clearly. So when you twist the needle and you pull on the collagen fibers in the connective tissue,
mm-hmm.
you can change the shape of fibroblasts in the skin,
mm-hmm.
skin cells, and that changes their metabolism and it changes their behavior and it activates them. And what the big question to me is, why don't our wounds heal sometimes? What's
mm-hmm.
going on there? And the acupuncture process, one of the ways I've described it is it produces a little tiny, tiny injury
mm-hmm.
that activates the repair system.
Yeah.
It's not an injury that really injures the tissue. It just triggers
mm-hmm.
the movement of cells that needs to happen for the healing process to complete itself. So those are some of the ideas that emerge from acupuncture. The Chinese have been talking about the flow of energy in the body.
Mm-hmm.
I think when you look at the web page and you see those electrons zipping around there, that is one form of what the Chinese refer to as qi. They actually classically describe many different kinds of qi,
mm-hmm.
and I think that's one of them. And I think someday we will get clearer and clearer about how those different kinds of qi that are experienced and that are part of martial arts and are part of the healing process and are part of oriental medicine and are affected by many different things, we'll understand what those are. We'll have a biophysical explanation of them, and that's fascinating work to figure that out.
Yeah, I had an experience with my acupuncturist. I'd had a rash, a very limited rash on my leg, and it was there for months. And so she saw it and just put the needles in around it, just, you know, surrounding it. And before my eyes, the rash disappeared.
Wow.
I mean, that just shows, that demonstrates what you just said about activate. There was some reason that energy to that rash wasn't correct. I mean, that's why the rash was there. And or maybe too much energy. We don't know exactly. It was a red rash, so whatever. But adjusting the energy flow to that area with just surrounding the needles, just putting in about 6 needles around it, and then it just disappears in front of your eye.
Well, that's fantastic. I love it when that happens. And, you know, my aunt had pleurisy.
Mm-hmm.
And the inflammation of the pleura around her lungs, and she was in great pain, and went to the doctor and got some pills, and they made her sick, and I took her to an acupuncturist, and it straightened right out. After two treatments, her pleurisy was gone, and I said, Aunt Thelma, if that pleurisy ever comes back, what are you going to do? She said, I'm going to the acupuncturist right away.
Well, in China, you know that they use acupuncture to treat a huge range of illnesses that we haven't even considered treating with it. And it's a very economical form of medicine if you really think about it, because a few sessions of acupuncture, maybe a couple $100, but what does an MRI cost? What does a coronary artery bypass cost? You know, what do all these things cost at the end of the disease or in the diagnostic workup? It's just amazing how much money we spend on diagnosis.
Well, we
negative.
Do. And we have people who can do an MRI without an MRI.
Exactly.
In fact, I think anybody can do that. It's just getting over your concept
thinking you can't.
That you can't do it.
Yeah.
I learned about it in London. I was invited to give a lecture to the Sutherland Cranial College.
Mm-hmm.
And I gave my lecture, and the next day they had a practical, and I went to the practical. I'm not a cranial osteopath. I'm no expert in these things, but I was asked to put my hands on the ankles of this woman who was lying down on the table. I was asked to close my eyes and clear my brain and do a scan through her body.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I never did anything like that. I'm a scientist from Pittsburgh.
Right.
I never heard of doing a thing like that.
Yeah.
But I did it, and I followed the directions. And as my mind scanned up through her body, I got to her abdomen, and I saw this mass of confusion.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't see it as you see things.
Felt it.
But I saw something in my mind's eye. And so the woman sat up, and I asked her what was going on, and she said, well, you know, I had these fibroids, and they cut the blood vessels to them, and they shriveled up, but they're still there, and they bothered me. They bothered me. Well, I just about fell on the floor because I had actually seen that.
Right.
And a couple of weeks later, I was getting ready to give a lecture, and I just lay down on the bed and closed my eyes, and I was imagining the slides that I would show and the images I would show, and I realized I was seeing these images in the way that I saw that mass of confusion in her abdomen. It wasn't seeing as you see with your eyes normally. Mm-hmm. It's seeing with your mind, with your just visualizing things.
Right.
And it seemed to be the same thing. And if I can do it, anybody can do it, and you can save a lot of money on MRI.
That's true. Well, just, I mean, the medical intuitives, we work with medical intuitives, and also just in Chinese medicine, just the ear diagnosis is amazing to me. I had the doctor who wrote the textbook on ear diagnosis examine me, and she just rattled off everything, even the slightest little thing. I had developed a little shoulder pain that morning. She got everything absolutely correct within about 5 minutes. And I said, ooh, how much money would we save on diagnostic tests if we had experienced Chinese doctor reading our ears?
Well, this is what should happen in the medical environment. We need to have people seen first by those who can, who
intuitive
have really
diagnosticians,
good,
yeah.
Yeah. And then if
then run the test to prove
if
it.
If you can't find it that way and treat it that way, go ahead with the other more expensive tests.
Yeah, I think it's just, you know, anybody who has a brain tumor probably, you know, needs a diagnostic test to confirm it. But these scans could be done very, very easily, say, you know, at an annual visit or even on admission to a hospital, and save a huge amount of money. Because what I'm seeing in medicine now, the art of physical diagnosis has absolutely been lost for most in most medical schools. They just simply run tests until they find something. And it's just a very expensive way to do things. Well, we are coming up to the end of our hour. I wanted to mention your website again, www.energyresearch.us. Is there a contact number you'd like to give as well?
My email is good.
Okay.
I think it's on the website. It's joschman@aol.com.
And I would recommend that people start off with your first book, Energy Medicine, the Scientific Basis. I think it's important to read that as well, you know, as an introduction to energy medicine and therapeutics and human performance. But your second book is so much more than the title says it is. It's actually a whole a textbook on the scientific basis for what all of the energy workers and body workers are doing. And so it's more than just what the title says. It's a great book.
Well, I like fitting things together.
Yes, you do. You're a synthesis, which is a form of thinking. And I'm similar. I do the same thing that you do, actually with my radio show, because I interview so many people.
Well, you know, I started the book with as though it were a Sherlock Holmes mystery.
Right, yes.
And there are all these clues, and none
right.
of them make sense by themselves. They just
yes.
are totally absurd phenomena
yeah.
that people see. And really what the book is about is making sense of all of that and
right.
putting together these odd things that Holmes did in his solving of his mystery.
Right, and he used his intuition, and that's what we need to do to solve our major crisis in healthcare that we're in. It's one of the biggest problems we have.
Well, intuition is very powerful.
It is.
And more powerful than we realize, and we're generally taught to not pay attention to those little thoughts
yeah.
that come up, and they are very powerful and very, very meaningful.
Well, I want to thank you so much for giving us an hour of your time. I've enjoyed our interview and hope to have you back on the show in a few months.
Well, thank you. It's been a pleasure. I'm very nice to chat.
All righty. Well, take care. And this has been Temple of Health Radio Show. We will be back next week. We are interviewing Dr. Irvin Laszlo on his book, Science in the Akashic Field, and I think as Dr. Oshman knows that Dr. Laszlo is proposing the theory of everything, which is one of the most interesting theories in physics today. Well, thank you for joining us, and we'll see you next week.
headaches, back pain, migraines, joint pain, nothing worse than the nagging, unending discomfort of daily aches and pains. If you have pain and are looking for more natural solutions to eliminate your pain, Millennium Healthcare is for you. Millennium Healthcare's professionals will work for you. For help or more information on natural pain relief, call Millennium Healthcare at 770-390-0012. That's 770-390-0012. Millennium Healthcare. Pain relief naturally.
Well, we're back for about 5 minutes. We were, I think my clock may be off a little bit here. Dr. Oshman, can you give us, a summary of some of the things that you have been expressing in your book and some of your newer research? Is there any words of wisdom for our listening audience?
Well, for me, the work that I mentioned about what happens when you touch the earth with your bare feet has really helped me understand some things that were mysterious in the past.
Okay.
And I mentioned the aging phenomenon, and it turns out that the mechanism of aging is one of the most important unsolved problems in biology. And as a biologist, I am fascinated with unsolved problems, and
right.
I would like to gather perspectives that will enable me or probably other people will have other insights that will be very valuable to solve these problems.
And
so it's exciting to see that, see what inflammation, I've learned a lot about inflammation because what we see with going barefoot is that inflammation goes away. And you can measure it using thermography. Areas in the body that are inflamed are hot. They show up in medical infrared imaging as bright spots, and when you go barefoot, the inflammation goes away very quickly in a matter of minutes. This is phenomenal healing. It's just showing us that, like what happened with the rash on your leg, healing can be very fast. In fact, we don't even know how fast it can be. It's just, and it's really remarkable that some things don't heal for a very long time until you come along and meet the person who can do the, put the needles in the right place or, or apply the energy in the right place. And it jump starts the healing process. Just like when your battery isn't working in your car, you can jump start it and it'll run.
Right.
Well, you can jumpstart the healing process, and that's what happens in alternative medicine a great deal, is that something that is stalled for some reason,
right,
and we're beginning to discern what those reasons are, the tissue needs to be conductive. And if you have a bump, if you have a scar, scars can slow the movement of information and energy and distort signals that are needed to activate the healing process. Signals are very important. When you get an injury, there are chemical signals, there are electrical signals, there are light signals that go through the tissue to stimulate cells to migrate to the place where the injury has taken place and begin the repair process. We call it the repair field. So we're really discerning what goes wrong. We're we're figuring out what it is that's preventing a healing process from taking place as quickly as it can, and we're figuring out what to do about it. And the fun is to get all the different perspectives on these things from so many different successful therapists from so many different perspectives. It's just a fantastic, exciting adventure.
Well, thanks so much for joining us. We've been interviewing Dr. Jem Oshman on his book, Energy Medicine and Therapeutics in Human Performance. And I think after this hour, we have a much better idea of what we can do to help ourselves outside of traditional medicine. And we should all go do that so we'll feel better and live longer. So thank you, Dr. Oshman, for joining us.
Thank you.
So you had plastic surgery. What was it like?
It was great. Don't get me wrong. It was surgery, but the doctors and staff at Plasticos were terrific.
Honey, you look like $1 million. You actually went to Plasticos and had it done.
Why don't you? Plastic surgery is outpatient, and you'll only be out of work a few days. I love what Plasticos did for me, and looking my best is an investment that pays in so many ways. The help you get from the professionals at Plasticos is a bargain.
Plasticos, 770-457-4677. Mention this ad for a free consultation. Financing is available, 770-457-4677.
Don't you just hate trying on bathing suits? Wait a minute, you look great. Plastic surgery?
Not surgery. I got an endermology treatment from the experts at Plasticos.
What's endermology?
Endermology is the terrific non-surgical treatment that Europeans have been using for years to tone skin and contour the body. Endermology by Plasticos feels great, and you can see the difference it makes.
No kidding. Who do I call?
Plasticos, a leader in plastic and reconstructive surgery, is the number one center in Atlanta offering endermology. For more information and a complimentary consultation and treatment, call Plasticos at 770-457-4677. Plasticos Endermology Skin Toning and Body Contouring, 770-457-4677. You had plastic surgery, Bill?
You bet I did. I got tired of the wrinkles around my eyes and decided to have Plasticos do something about them.
But I didn't think men had plastic surgery.
Get with it, Bob. Men want to look their best, too. There's nothing wrong with getting a little help from Plasticos to look on top of your game. A lot of guys are doing it, my friend.
Well, I don't know about this.
Look, you see the difference Plasticos made with me. I look better and I feel better. My Plasticos surgery was an investment in me.
So where is Plasticos?
Plasticos is in Dunwoody. Plasticos is staffed by pros who guarantee you personal attention. The Plasticos number is 770-457-4677. Mention this ad for a free consultation. Financing is available. 770-457-4677.